VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz. President Trump is reportedly prepared to quickly ramp up a trade war with China and has told aides he is ready to impose tariffs on $200 billion more in Chinese imports as soon as a public comment period on the plan ends next week. The White House has not commented on the Bloomberg report, which cited six unidentified sources. The world's two largest economies have already applied tariffs to $50 billion worth of each other's goods. The new proposed 25% tariffs would affect consumer products, including home building supplies, technology products, bicycles, and clothing. The U.S. on Thursday extended the ban on Americans' travel to North Korea for another year, saying it was too dangerous to go there. China has responded to a bipartisan group of members of the U.S. Congress, 17 of them, who have called on the Trump administration to impose sanctions on a high-ranking Chinese official. A letter from the group singles out Xinjiang's top official, who is accused by many of turning the region into a police surveillance state. Associated Press correspondent Christopher Bodine reports.
This all comes down to an ongoing crackdown on Uyghurs that involves the setting up of a massive network of internment camps where Uyghurs in the hundreds of thousands, possibly as many as a million, are being held and forced to undergo a form of political indoctrination, which includes renouncing Islam and the Uyghur culture.
In Beijing, a Chinese foreign ministry spokeswoman dismissed the lawmakers' demands. She told reporters the lawmakers should focus on their job instead of poking their noses in other countries' affairs and declaring themselves as human rights judges. This is VOA News. The Trump administration told Russia Thursday to stop